This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Now, in 2020, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So a good number of people do see life insurance as a useful tool, you know, to help their families, to help protect their loved ones. Now, the question, though, that I wanted to address today, Jeff, is not really do I need life insurance, but rather do I need life insurance for my retirement?
That is a great question, because most people look at life insurance as death insurance. Right? Mm-hmm. We're buying it so if somebody dies, we can then help out the family, help pay off the house, you know, pay off debt. But life insurance is so much more than that these days. I mean, we have plans that we use life insurance as like a bank account. So an account where you can put a large sum of money into and get a guaranteed rate of return. Also get a return that might be indexed to, let's say, the S&P 500, and have the ability that it's liquid and there's no penalty to take your money back out. Nobody's ever heard of something like that, and right. We have something like that now.
Wow.
Yeah, we call it like the ultimate account.
Uh-huh.
There's life insurance that will help pay the death benefit if you need long-term care. So that's not for you dying, that's helping care for you.
Yeah, for you living, yeah.
There's life insurance that we use to borrow money back out of the policy tax-free. So we use it as supplementing income with tax-free money out of a life insurance policy. So it's not just about death insurance. It's really about, yes, it should be or could be part of your retirement plan.
Wow. Okay, so this is such a good product now, a tool that people can use. I'm so excited that insurance companies are now offering this. So what would be then some key questions we should ask ourselves, Camille, to see if maybe we need that type of life insurance in our retirement?
One of the biggest questions we like to go ahead and respond to a lot is one of the spouses or who you care about, is there going to be some decrease in income that could potentially affect their ability to continue to be successful in retirement? So, you know, what happens if you pass away? How is your loved one left? So we love to look at that one and just go, you know, do you have enough, or do we maybe want to help out that loved one? One of the biggest things we use life insurance to help a spouse out with is if one dies, then all of a sudden you're in a single taxpayer bracket. And those are usually the highest ones. And usually you're leaving them those IRA accounts, the 100% taxable accounts. So you could actually use life insurance to say, hey, sweetie, when I pass away, this money, I want you to be able to use this to maybe pay off the house if there's a mortgage, or take this and just do a big conversion of my IRA or your IRA so that now all of your income is tax-free. Mm-hmm. That's a great one that we use life insurance for, because we're going, I want to make sure my significant other is not only prepared and well off if something happens to me, but they might actually be in terms of the financial tax wise, they might actually be better off because now all their money is going to be tax free by using that life insurance.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking, that this might be kind of nice to have a sizable policy so we can pass something like this on to our loved ones tax free? Well, this is why Jeff and Camille are here today, because they're offering you a chance to come in and see them, visit with them in their office. Maybe you want to do it over the phone. You can do that as well. But this is complimentary, and they're offering a chance to guide you with your retirement with their Monolith Money Map. All this is involved. You'll talk about everything from income
to your tax strategies to, you know, legacy planning. All of this is involved in that Monolith Money Map. You can get this absolutely complimentary by calling 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, that would be the minimum. We do ask that. Now, Jeff and Camille, they help people, of course, with much more than that all the time, but that is our minimum, $200,000. 916-367-6430. Give us a call. Get this personalized retirement income strategy from them, complimentary, and check them out on their website too. Head there, monolithfinancial.com. We're talking today about key questions to ask yourself to determine whether or not you still need life insurance in your retirement years. And Jeff, a lot of people who are retiring, you know, they probably do have some type of a life insurance policy, but what should they be thinking about? What would you say here?
Well, where's this money going to go to, right? So if we pass on, it's a death benefit. Where's it going to go to? We had one listener come in because we're always talking about how to be tax efficient also. Yeah. And so she said, hey, I want to leave my IRA to my daughter. And we said, that's great. And she said, but I don't want her to have to pay the taxes on it. I said, well, she's going to have to pay the taxes on it. I said, here's an idea. Why don't you convert it from an IRA to a Roth? Mm-hmm. Well, it was about $250,000. And she's like, well, what's that going to cost me? What, 30% with state and federal taxes, that was going to be, what, probably $75,000. And she goes, no, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to get rid of that.
And I said, well, why don't you just take a distribution, we'll put it in a plan that will pay you a guaranteed amount for the rest of your life, and we'll take after-tax money of that. So let's say it paid her $15,000 and she got 10 after taxes. We took that $10,000 a year and we were able to buy a $350,000 life insurance policy that would go to her daughter. So now her daughter gets a currently, we never know taxes, but currently the life insurance pays her daughter $350,000 tax-free.
More than what she was thinking.
And if she dies too early, she's going to get the account that we're using to fund the life insurance. And she looked at us and goes, wait a minute, why didn't everybody do this? And I said, because most people want to spend their retirement money. Right. They don't want to pass it on to their kids. We always say retirement money is one of the worst things to pass on to your kids or to your spouse. So think of doing the exact same thing for your spouse. Take some of that money, pay, like Camille was saying, pay for a life insurance policy. So now they can turn around and convert your IRA money to Roth money and have tax free money for the rest of their life.
Gosh, yes, I'm sitting here thinking the same thing. We all need to be doing this. Are there any other factors we need to think about here, Camille?
So I've got two other little pieces of knowledge to give you. So one of my favorite things I love to talk about is a lot of couples, they'll come in and they're going, you know, I've got this permanent policy, but do I really need it? And they're just kind of like, you know, we're going to be okay. We've, you know, you guys put our plan together. We're going to be completely fine. So do we really need to continue paying on this life insurance? Well, the whole purpose was it was going to go to their kids, really. That's what it was earmarked for. And so I go, well, before you decide, you know, I don't want to keep this policy or anything like this, let's go ahead and talk to your kids about how maybe they would like to take over the payments of the life insurance policy, because they can do that, because it's going to go to them anyways, right?
Right.
I mean, can you imagine the rate of return really on that? By paying, you know, maybe $150 a year, especially if you have multiple siblings, ask them to go in on paying it with you. And then all of a sudden, if mom and dad are already 70, well, that's probably going to pay off here in the next decade or two decades or three decades, you know? And so now you're going to be left with hundreds of thousands of dollars tax-free. So now you've said, hey, mom and dad, I've got that. Thank you so much for taking care of me all these years. I'm going to pay for this. Don't worry about it. Another great use for life insurance is if you are in those higher income earner tax brackets and you can't contribute to a Roth IRA because you're in that phase out, or you make too much money so you can't contribute, you could actually, instead of that $7,000 that you wanted to put into a Roth that you can't because you make too much, put it into a life insurance. And guess what? You're not limited on the amount you want to put in yearly. And then you could actually, in a few years, use it as tax-free income because you're now borrowing against the death benefit. So there's ways you can put larger amounts into a life insurance policy and kind of save it, you know, not exactly like a Roth, but something very similar to give you those tax-free income benefits. So there's a lot of different uses, and it's all about how does it work inside your plan and what does that actually mean for you and how to be successful in retirement.
Okay, so Jeff and Camille just explained it all right here. The very first step is giving them a call if you're interested in something like this. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call, 916-367-6430. You can call them and tell them, hey, I'd like to come in and talk to you about protecting my retirement savings, you know, and also protecting my loved ones in the future. So call them. We do ask that you have about $200,000 saved for retirement. That would help. We do ask that, but give them a call and check them out on their website. It's monolithfinancial.com. We're talking today about key questions you should ask yourself to try to determine if you still need life insurance for your retirement years. So it's kind of a new thing to think about for retirement planning. Camille, one of the life insurance options we hear a lot about is the indexed universal life, or IULs. So I'm hoping you can talk about that. Tell us what that is, how it works, please.
Yeah, so I like to keep describing any type of product really simple, because I think a lot of times there's these big words thrown at you and it can get so confusing. So universal index life insurance, that's a permanent policy and it has the power of indexing. So you can get part of, and I like to always use the S&P 500, but you can get part of the gains of the S&P 500 without the downside. So that's one of the easiest ways I like to talk about it, because that starts off the conversation. They're going, okay, so it's permanent and it's got that power to make some more money. So there is some of that powerful growth in there. And then, you know, on a monthly or annual basis, the cash value can be credited with that interest based on the increases in the index. And we use these a lot of times for those couples or individuals that are looking for a way, maybe it is to put some cash away that they can get a better return than the banks are paying, or maybe it's a way to put cash into a policy to really help them utilize it to pull tax-free income out. So how do these things really work? Well, when you purchase an IUL policy, you're going to get that permanent coverage as long as those premiums are paid. And there is a death benefit that does get paid out when you pass away, and that death benefit is currently tax-free. And then that policy, like I said, can also increase in value during your lifetime through that cash value, the indexing component. So when the cash value earns interest based on the performance of the underlying index, well, then you're going to get a return added onto your policy. And sometimes you see the death benefit will also go up as well. So they're really cool policies. I own one myself. And, you know, I'm using it for a strategy to say I want more tax-free income in the future. So it's really about what product fits the need that you're trying to accomplish. And that's what we here at Monolith do, is we sit down and we go, what is the goal or the purpose you're trying to achieve? So what tool in our toolbox do we need to use in order to achieve that?
Yeah, I love how you put that. You know, you look at everything out there, products, whatever you want to call them, as tools, you know, and what tool do you need for the job that you're trying to do in someone's retirement plan? So I love to hear that you own one of these because you want to get tax-free money. Who doesn't, you know? So if you're listening and you're interested in something like this, you want to inquire a little bit more, Jeff and Camille are offering a chance for you to give them a call. Go in and see them. 916-367-6430. That's the number that you can call. 916-367-6430. And if you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, Jeff and Camille would love to help you out. Most of the time, people have saved a lot more than that and they help them, but that is the minimum that we're asking. Check them out on their website too. It's monolithfinancial.com. But what they do is they help put together a map for you in your retirement. And again, try to help you figure out your best days ever in retirement and how you can get there with different strategies. Thank you so much for joining us. This is the Monolith Money Show with an awesome father-daughter legacy team, Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. So, all right, Jeff, let's go to you with, if you could just give us the pros and the cons of an IUL, please, indexed universal life policy.
Well, and one thing we always tell people, no matter what you're investing in, there are always the good and the bad, mm-hmm. right? Sometimes there's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
But we always want you to understand the products when you're going into them. But we just had a client in the other day, and we're really focused on getting them a tax-free retirement. Now imagine that with millions of dollars
wow.
of assets.
Woo.
And so they have gotten close. Well, actually, they're over a million in Roth IRAs.
God.
That's phenomenal.
That is.
You know, that is so great. But they still have about close to $800,000 sitting out there in investments, right, that will generate taxable income. And they're going, how can we get rid of that? I mean, not get rid of the money.
They need to sell it?
They want to get rid of the taxable because we have this saying, if they double or triple the taxes and you have zero taxable income, what's two or three times zero?
Zero.
It's still zero. And so they were excited when we brought up the idea of life insurance. So what we're looking at doing is how can we put that $800,000 into a life insurance policy over maybe the next 5 years, they're 60, and after 5 years, now turn around and start withdrawing from it tax-free income. And they went, I've never heard of this, huh? You know, how do you do that? And basically what Camille had just mentioned a little while ago is now you're borrowing the money back against the death benefit. So if you put in $800,000, you know, you're going to have a death benefit that's way more than that. Plus, it has the ability to get index returns. I'll just give you an example on some of these life insurance policies. You may have a cap of 8%. So the S&P goes up 20. Well, you're going to make 8% on your money. And so if we can start withdrawing on that like 4 or 5%, well, you're never going to run out of the death benefit. You're always going to be getting tax-free income from it. And if you're getting tax-free income at, let's say, 4%, high net worth people, that's like getting, you know, maybe a 6% or 7% return on taxable money. And so we really sit down and look at that. And then for them, they had no other income coming in that was taxable. So now their Social Security was going to be tax-free. And their Social Security was over $5,000 a month. Think of that you had $5,000 a month coming in from Social Security. And one of the questions I had asked them is, how much do you love your government that you really want to pay taxes to them? And they're going, no. And I said, how much do you love the government in the state of California and you want to pay taxes to them? And they're like, no. And so we go, okay, we're putting together a plan so that they're not going to have taxable income coming in. And most people listening right now is going, that's crazy. How do you do that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we will do this with listeners out there that have these large 401ks. Well, if you're over 59 and a half, you can start withdrawing from them in most cases and moving that money, paying the taxes on it today so that you won't be paying taxes on it in the future and everything it grows to in the future. So we look at Roth conversions and we look at transferring it into a life policy that you can then borrow the money back out as tax-free money. Who wouldn't want to have a plan that is completely tax-free? Then you're sitting there, you know, basically stubbing your nose at the government for the rest of your life going, I'm not paying you any more taxes. I paid them all up front.
Yep.
So I don't have to pay them in the future. It's something that we love trying to put together. Now, some of the cons of life insurance is, are there, you know, fees? What is the fee for the life insurance part of it? What are the caps on the indexes, you know, right? So if I said 8%, so if the market goes up 32%, well, you only get 8. But if the market goes down 32%, you get a 0. You don't lose money. So there's advantages to this also. And the other thing is there's no guarantee it's going to grow every year. Well, I don't know an investment that's worth investing in that has a lot of guaranteed returns that they're going to give you. And be careful, because a lot of annuities are sold with guaranteed rate of return, but it's really a guaranteed rate of return of your money, of your own money, not a guaranteed return on your money, what you're getting. So be careful and understand that. And then what are the fees? You always want to know, what are the fees involved in this? And I'll tell you, we upfront tell clients how we get paid on these. There is nothing wrong with ever asking an advisor, how do you get paid? What are your fees? We've asked that numerous times lately on money that's being managed. And we constantly get clients that say, you know, we've asked our advisor that and they just won't tell us. It's like, what? And they generally become our clients, because we will tell you all the fees, all the commissions, everything that we get paid right up front.
That number to call, 916-367-6430. You heard it right here from Jeff and Camille. 916-367-6430. Call them. Find out what options for life insurance could work for you in your retirement plan. This has been the Best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday and Sunday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.